conversationally, what's going on in your community, what's going on in your state, what's going on across the country, what conversations around the world, and certainly the winter weather is something that is on people's minds. Not the winter weather here, but the winter weather in the area of Russia, Sochi. Some people are saying Sashi. I don't know why they do that, because it's spelled S-O-C-H-I. What's happening? What's the update? Let's go to Biff. I tease Evan Mantell, who's in our studio in Washington, but he is a follower of fashion. He's really up on the latest from whether it's the women's hockey team. They actually lost yesterday, I guess, right? Isn't that we're looking for a medal count, but we're also looking for a little color. So what's the story? How much of this stuff do you actually watch, Evan, or are you you're just following it and you kind of put the pieces together as you go along? There's a lot of people who are actually watching a lot of this stuff. I was on a plane yesterday. And the ability to see the Olympics had a lot of people just sort of glued to these things. One wonders how that all fits together. So where are we in terms of numbers and what's gone on action-wise in the last 24 hours, Evan?
Well, the big news is the USA women's hockey team. And like you had mentioned, they lost to Canada in the gold medal game, which was most unfortunate, especially in the manner that they did it. It's not so much that they lost, because the Canadians are a good team, but the U.S. had a two-goal lead with 3 minutes left in the game, and they couldn't hold on to the lead. They had a chance to win the game with about 85 seconds left when a puck hit off a post with no goalie in the net. If that goal goes in, they're up two goals again. They can ride the game out easy peasy. Instead, 30 seconds later, Canada scores a goal, sends the game into overtime. The rest is history.
Ooh.
And that is Canada's fourth straight Olympic gold medal. So like I said, it's really not so much that the USA lost, because they're both really good teams. It's just that manner was so brutal, so devastating.
Mm.
Which leads me to today, we get to see USA Canada part deux, as they would say in French Canada.
Yes,
deux. French Canada.
We got it.
So the U.S. men's team is taking on the Canadian men's team in the semifinal. This isn't for a medal, but it's to determine who will play in the gold medal game.
Mm-hmm.
USA is probably favored in terms of how they've played this tournament, but the Canadians have more star power. They've got the bigger names.
Right. All right, so the count here has, if this is an accurate count, the U.S. is on top with 25 medals. Second position belongs to the Russians, 23 total medals. Netherlands in third position, 22 total medals. Norway fourth with 21. Canada in fifth with 20. Germany has 16. They're in sixth position. France in seventh position with 15 medals total. 12 medals for Sweden, so they're in eighth position. The Swiss have 11 medals, so they have ninth position. And Austria is in 10th position with 10 of the gold medals. So there's the update as far as the circumstances are concerned and the actuality of what's going on. The speed skating team having a difficult time. Maria Lamb, the speed skater, had a problem with the new uniforms. That video that's been going around from American Luger Kate Hansen showing a wolf in the hallway of her hotel, turns out it was a hoax. And Jimmy Kimmel was involved in this thing. Let's listen to a discussion of where the Olympics, I mean, that Jimmy Kimmel thing, I'm sure somebody will want to take a shot at that. 888-302-3684, by the way, is the way to reach us on the phone. For those who like social media, it's facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug@DougStephan.com, or Ken, who will join us in a moment. First, though, let's listen to this discussion with Gary Saddlemyer on KFAV in Omaha, talking to Jerry Hudson, another one of his hosts, about Russia being knocked out of the race for the gold in hockey.
Presumably enjoying Russia not any longer in the hockey tournament, Jerry, huh?
Yeah. Vladimir Putin paid $50 billion for this little athletic carnival, and they get knocked out of the hockey tournament by Finland, so I'm feeling pretty bad about that. Looks like gold medal will be Canada, the United States, probably.
That's good. But who can forget? You have a better perspective on this than I do because you're a bigger hockey fan. When the Americans won the Miracle on Ice game and then the gold medal. How big that was?
Well, I'll tell you how big it was. I was driving on the South Loop 610 in Houston on that day. It was an afternoon game. A lot of people don't remember that. It was an afternoon game. I was down by the Astrodome in bumper-to-bumper traffic and not listening to a news talk station. Suddenly, people started honking horns and fist pumping. Bumper-to-bumper traffic, yeah. Houston, Texas, honking horns, fist pumping. I knew instantly what that meant.
Right.
It only meant one thing. And then, of course, Jim McKay, when he opened the broadcast that night, people were, quote-unquote, downtown Lake Placid, which is kind of a contradiction in terms. It's like downtown Clifford. And Jim McKay opened the broadcast by saying, if you don't know what happened today, I'm not going to tell you.
Wow. Yeah.
Hard-nosed hockey fans in Houston, Texas. And, you know, it wasn't just beating the Russians. It was the politics of the thing. It was the height of the Cold War. It was the Soviets invading Afghanistan. It was Americans held hostage in Iran. I mean, there were a lot of things going on. And those guys, a college pickup team, essentially, beat the Russian juggernaut.
All right, the brains and the brawn working together at the Olympics a little bit more as a sort of catch-up, the NBC coverage. What do you think? 888-302-3684. There's a lot of, looking around here, looks to me like we've got a good deal of information on the Olympics to share with you. And we'll do that in just a matter of moments as we continue here on Good Day at 14 after the hour.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, 17 after the hour, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, monitoring your social media ideas. We'll get to those, what you're thinking is, and what the important issues are, or the important elements of the Olympics for you. Here's radio host Greg Knapp talking to David. Let's see, now, how do we figure this out? Oh, I see what he's done. He's talking about the odd profile on NBC's coverage of snowboarder David Wise and what they reported NBC as an alternative lifestyle.
NBC had a big story about a gold medalist for America who lives an alternative lifestyle. Alternative lifestyle. I don't know why we always have to get into people's lifestyles, by the way. You know, I mean, I always say it doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, bisexual, transgender. I don't care. Just live your... Well, it's not about that. Wait a second. Here's the headline. David Wise's alternative lifestyle leads to Olympic gold. Guess what his alternative lifestyle is? He's 23, and he already has a wife and a kid. That's his alternative lifestyle. That's an alternative lifestyle now. David Wise is at the top of his sport. He's always smiling among his friends and competitors. However, he's not like the rest of the field. He's mature. Now, I saw on the web yesterday, a lot of people were going, oh, this is NBC so out of touch, they think this is alternative lifestyle now. That every other kid is like the pajama boy that the Obamas had up for the healthcare thing, where he's living in his mom's basement, drinking hot chocolate, signing up on her healthcare plan because he doesn't have a job. Yeah, this is great. Although, if you read through this, I think what NBC really is doing is comparing his lifestyle to the other snowboarders and other freestyle skiers. I don't think they're really comparing it to the rest of America, but even that's kind of funny, isn't it? It's actually kind of sad that now the real lifestyle of snowboarders, skiers, and really professional athletes seems to be sleep around with as many people as you can. I mean, look at the NBA, how many children all these NBA players have from different women, none of them married. Same thing with the NFL. Major League Baseball has been known for the same thing. So it's not just snowboarders and freestyle skiers. It's like that's the lifestyle. And that's what's celebrated. Hey, let's go out. Let's get drunk. When we're not competing, we're going to go party. When we're not competing, we got to blow off steam. We got to go to the strip club. We got to get drunk. We've got to, have sex with as many people as we can. Maybe we'll have kids. Maybe we won't, but we certainly won't get married. I mean, it's time to live. Live it up. That's the lifestyle. So when somebody says, you know what, that's not right. You know, I'm actually going to wait until I fall in love with somebody. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids, I'm going to have a regular life while I also compete as a professional athlete. It's huge news! Not to say the rest of the freestyle skiers of Halfpipe are not mature, but Wise is mature far beyond his years. At only 23, he has a wife. They have a 2-year-old daughter. He has the lifestyle of an adult. What a shocker.
What overdue tripe, or overdone tripe, Kenny. Hey. It is. I don't know who to be more annoyed at, people at NBC for calling it an alternative lifestyle, or Greg taking it apart the way that he did. Anyway, there was an unidentified German athlete apparently failing a drug test in the first announced doping case in the Olympics. That plus some social media coming up next year on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Songs last night on American Idol. Just keep you up to date on what's going on there. Up to date on what's going on most everywhere. The conversation for this past week sort of summarized in part today. A lot of conversation about the Olympics. Here's an important sports note. On this date in 1950, the first international pancake race was held in Liberal, Kansas. Annual event scheduled every year on Shrove Tuesday. Put the women of Liberal against the women of Olney, Kansas, I believe. Isn't that where Olney is, Olney, Kansas? I think it is. No, this is Olney, England. All right, big-time stuff. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's Taco's Lee Rayburn with Stephen Mosher, professor in the Department of Sports Management at Ithaca, who says these Olympics are corrupt, poor conditions, but plenty of previous Olympic Games have been just as bad.
What about the wolves roaming the halls of the hotels? What about cats falling through the ceiling of the ice skating center? What about the deplorable conditions that have been reported in Sochi?
Well, what about them? You know, these are the most corrupt Olympics and the most financially boondoggled, if that's a word, Olympics that we've had since, London, 2012.
Whoa! You really didn't roll back the clock very far, Professor Mosher.
All you have to do is go back to the previous Olympics to find corruption and payola. In 1984, Peter Ubarov, sorry to say this, completely lied to the American public and convinced all of Southern California that these games could not possibly go on if people didn't volunteer. And he knew 3 years before they were held that they were going to turn a profit. There's still money held up in escrow because of the court settlement, court suits that took place after the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Corruption is part of the game in the Olympic movement.
At least we were able to hide our wolves and keep our cats from falling through the ceiling.
Well, that's true, but, in Salt Lake City, we built a road up to a mountain that only private residences of that neighborhood can now use, and I guess Mitt Romney saved the day in that regard. The corruption there was quite amazing.
Jeez, Professor Mosher, you sort of destroy the whole, starry-eyed perspective on the Olympics.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I can take it internationally. You know, London wiped out an entire neighborhood of factories and residences just to, you know, get rid of poor people, and the diaspora of that is still being studied. And, you know, they built a gigantic stadium that no one wants to use because it's too big for soccer. So that's going to be exciting. Sydney Olympics, they built gigantic fences around a slum so that the visitors could not possibly see that poverty that they were traveling by. And they held beach volleyball on one of the most sacred lands in Australia for the indigenous people.
Ah, swell, huh? 888-302-3684. All right, so we get the social media spin on this and the information about the drug test and perhaps one more piece of the pie from Talk Radio point of view coming up here on Good Day. Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
At the hour now.
It's Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler with the update on what's going on, the events that have been happening at the Olympics that give us cause to still be interested. Let's have Kenny, first of all, help us understand what people are saying in terms of our own social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny?
Let's see here. As far as the Olympics goes, Dave says, I think I've officially reached the point where I'm ready for the Olympics to be over.
Uh-huh. Well, I think a lot of people have felt that. There's the weekend, and then it's done. Each person entitled to his own opinion. A lot of a lot of people are still interested in a lot of hay being made for NBC with their coverage. I guess there's been, it's very easy to criticize, no matter what's going on, no matter what the issue, what the item, it's really easy to criticize. I suggest those of you who don't think NBC is doing a great job, and for me, I don't really care, you try putting your own television network together and see how well you do it, making that all happen, okay? Get back to me on that. All right, what else, Kenny?
Martha says, of course I'm still watching. I love it. We want the USA to win as many medals as possible to show the world we have the best athletes.
Ah, very good. Okay.
Rah-rah.
Yep, rah-rah. Shishkumbha, anything else that you want to repeat or report?
Lauren says, I've been watching curling at the Olympics all week, and I still don't get the rules or how you score.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't either.
Do you? No. But the big deal is...
Nope.
That.
Oh, I do, but it's complicated.
Okay, what is it, Evan?
Well,
let's have a report from Evan.
Basically, it's like shuffleboard, only you're trying to get your stones closest to the
center. Shuffleboard for young people, is that it?
Youngish people. Mm. But yeah, you're trying to get your rocks, your stones closest to the center, and however many stones of your color you have closest to the center, you get points for.
All right, Evan, we're glad to have that report on your stones. 888-302-3684, the first drug test that looks like it netted somebody, a German athlete. The Olympic Committee in Germany says it has been notified that one of its athletes has tested positive on an A sample. The backup B sample will be analyzed Friday. That would be today. So what's the scoop? What's an A sample and what's a B sample?
Well, an A sample, so for drug testing in professional sports, they'd have to take two samples because it's easy for one sample to be tainted, just a test to be inconclusive, bad. So they always take two samples. If the first sample you test positive for, they go back and they check the second sample. Mm-hmm. And if the second sample also comes out bad, then you are charged with doping, which is the term that they use for drug use.
Yeah.
And at that point, then there's a review and an appeal process. and they might have to do another test. But the first initial test that everybody has to go through is the test A and the test B. They take them at the same time. So if the test A comes back positive, they can have a sample from the same exact moment and try it again with test B just to make doubly sure that that person wasn't doping.
If A is negative, they don't bother testing the B one.
Exactly.
All right. So what happens if you're found guilty of doping? I'm going to guess there's disqualification if there are medals involved, right? That would seem.
Yeah, that's correct. You get your medal stripped, and there's some length of ban from the sport. It varies. It also depends on how much and how or how little you cooperate with the organization that's doing the testing.
Okay. In other words, you need to call Roger. What's the pitcher's name?
Roger Clemens.
Roger. Yeah, give him a call.
Yeah, okay. Give his lawyer a call.
Yeah. All right. So Germany has 16 medals, and they are in 6th position, so if this guy was involved in anything that connected them to a win, could be that they lose. Interesting to see where all of this is. This unusual? Are people surprised? Is this something that they're actually expecting? They were expecting more problems. They've conducted 2,453 drug tests so far, which is a record for the Winter Games.
In the Olympics, it tends to not be a problem. In 2010, they only had one person test positive and lose their medal. And so that it tends to not be a problem. They had a person test positive before the Winter Olympic Games, and she was banned from participating in it. It was a Russian participant.
Well, usually it's a weightlifter or somebody like that that would use steroids, right?
Track and field in the Summer Olympics has a massive, massive drug problem. But the Winter Olympics tends to not have the same drug type issues.
Not as many cheats, in other words.
The Tour de France, also notorious. You basically have to cheat to win the thing.
Right. Can you say, what's his face?
The Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
I was going to try to keep that quiet. 888-302-3684. Okay, here's host Gene Valencetti talking to Lori Castelli, whose daughter is part of the U.S. figure skating team, and they won a bronze medal.
How did you get there? Did you fly out of Boston? Tell me how many planes you took to get to Sochi.
Let's see. We took out of Logan, and then we headed over to JFK.
Oh, Logan down. Yep.
Yeah, then from JFK to Moscow.
Okay.
From Moscow, it was a Russian airline over to Adler, which is Sochi.
Wait, you flew a Russian jet?
Yes, yes.
Did you say a prayer before you got on that? You must have.
No, there was a lot of security, so I felt very safe, very, very safe.
I would have said Novena for you if I knew you were not a Russian airliner. All right, so you're over there. Did you have fun? And your daughter did terrific. Everybody's watching her home here.
We had a great time. It was a wonderful experience. I'm just so glad we went.
Right.
We went as a family. My son also came, and we had a wonderful time. The weather there was wonderful compared to here.
It's like Florida.
Yeah, definitely.
How was the hotel? How was the food? Now, tell me, be honest, because the Russians aren't listening. It's just the Rhode Islanders now.
The Russian food was fantastic. They're very different. A lot of salami, cold cuts. Something I really don't eat a lot of, but you know, if you're hungry, you're going to eat what they eat.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of great restaurants, and we actually stayed at a, with the snappiers, and we stayed at a, like a bed and breakfast.
Oh, okay. So, when is Marissa coming home with the medal? When do we see her?
She will be coming home on the Monday, the day after the closing ceremony.
Okay.
That would be the 24th, I'm thinking.
Yep.
Monday on the 24th, she'll be flying into Logan.
All right. Now, listen, she has to thank you. Were you one of those moms who had to get up early in the morning, take her to the practice, on and on? Did you ever wish she'd give this up?
I would always ask her if she wanted to continue, especially when we had to buy new skates all the time. You know, she would just say no, or, you know, she was interested in other sports, and she had to decide what she wanted to do. And she stuck with skating, and it's a good thing.
888-302-3684. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 19 before the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom!
again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, I mentioned Doug Steffen. When you call, you get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
Hi, baby. How's mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Malibone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win!
All right, 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's move our attention away from the Olympics to something else that's entertaining. Interesting how all the entertainment, I suppose, into a point, when you're listening to a talk radio program or watching something on television that's sort of from the reality mode, is that entertaining? And for you, what does the word entertaining mean? Do you find discussions of Mr. Obama entertaining? I suppose, depending on how much of a wrestling match it is, right? So I would ask the same about this. Here's host John Hines talking to Matt Rausch from TV Guide about Jimmy Fallon's first week as the new host of The Tonight Show.
Jimmy Fallon got off to his start on Monday night. I thought that I read, you know, that some critical comments that the show, they were expecting more this out of Jimmy Fallon, right out of the
well,
box.
You know, we always expect more, you know. I mean, that's the thing. You expect that you're going to reinvent something, or that they're going to, you know, reinvent the wheel or anything, and he really isn't. I think that his challenge, especially that first night, was to caution the people who have become so accustomed to Jay Leno that he is not a threat to their sleep and TV patterns. So I think that the first night in particular, he laid on a little bit too thick the fact that he's an every guy, that he's, you know, he was very self-effacing in that first night. Although I thought that the stunt with all the big superstars coming and throwing $100 bills at his desk, including Joan Rivers, who had not been on the Tonight Show since being banned by Johnny Carson all those years ago. So there was a little bit of Tonight Show history embedded in that particular stunt, because Joan Rivers, you know, she'd be the permanent guest host, and she had a marvelous career with the Tonight Show until she took the other job and everything went sour. And now it looks like she gets to come back at some point. But there were little moments like that that I really appreciated. And I also thought that first night in particular, to do a shot across the bow that we are no longer in beautiful downtown Burbank, that you two performing on the roof of Top of the Rock with the skyline of Manhattan behind them at sunset, it was really a pretty spectacular moment for the show to kind of just say, hey, we're different, we're going to look different, we're going to sound different. And then the first big thing that Jimmy did on the first night was do the big song and dance, the evolution of hip-hop dancing with Will Smith, the kind of thing that also shows his showmanship,
yep,
which I think in the long run is going to be his saving grace. It's the one thing that he has that all the other hosts don't have, is this versatility to do music and big comedy, to do these parodies and sketches the way that he's really been honed from his days on Saturday Night Live. And I think all that will come into focus over the next few weeks and months and all of that. But I think that the main thing he wanted to do that first night was to say, I'm not weird. I'm a lucky guy, and all I want to do is make you smile.
Yeah,
that kind of thing, which is a very sweet thing to put out there, but it definitely is not edgy. If you're looking for edge, you're going to have to look elsewhere. And the truth is, in late night, with late night talk and all the late night options, there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
The Tonight Show has to reach the most broad audience possible, and he's probably the best guy to do that. But then again, we'll see. And the ones who wanted him to be as mean as Jimmy Kimmel or as, on the moment topical as Jon Stewart, that's not that show. And it probably will never be that show.
Speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, there was a hoax pulled off at the Olympics this week. Kate Hansen of the luge team apparently got involved in a prank with Kimmel. She helped him pull this off, posting a video that made everybody think there were stray wolves roaming around the halls. Here's a moment from the Kimmel Show.
I made a confession. I confessed to being responsible for the Shoshing Wolf video that's been all over the internet and TV. A member of the Olympic luge team tweeted a video that showed a wolf wandering the hallway of her dorm in Sochi. As soon as she posted it, the media went nuts, which is what I was hoping for, and it got a lot of coverage. Thank you for helping us with this important mission.
Yeah, anytime I can offer my services.
Did you get in trouble at all for doing this?
Honestly, there was a little bit more backlash than I thought there would be, but, it's all worth it in the end.
You know what, though? I will say this. The U.S. Olympic Committee or whatever, should remember one important thing. U.S. stands for United States, and we have a little something called freedom of expression here. So if they give you any trouble, just point them to the Constitution.
Okay, I'll be the first to do that.
Right. Now, you're from here in the L.A. area. In fact, your family is here in the audience tonight. How did you get into lugeing in Southern California?
I kind of like to say that lugeing or luge just kind of found me. They do these recruitment programs where they travel around America, and it's pretty much like an open call for all kids in the area just to come try it out. And
I see.
My dad had heard about it from a friend, and I grew up surfing and skating, and I guess he kind of saw a correlation, and turns out he was right.
And now you're at the Olympics. It's pretty great. So what was the reaction after you posted this video?
It was morning for me, and it had just posted, and I, didn't really know, should I, tell my teammates, guys, oh my gosh, last night, you won't believe it, but I didn't want to, openly bring it up, because that's not cool, that's not how you play it, so I just kind of, just kind of laid low, but then I started hearing people talk around the building, and security started freaking out, because it technically was a breach within, athlete safety, so it kind of went a little crazy over here, but
are there any wolves in your hotel, just for the record?
I've seen a few, but thankfully the purple.
Kate, I'd love to do this again. Would you consider bringing a live bear to the closing ceremonies?
Yeah, let me see what I can find. There's kind of a lot of force going on here, but anything for you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you so much, and for your help, we are going to present you with the Olympic gold medal for pranking.
All right, this still makes me, or more underscores why I don't like Jimmy Kimmel. I'm beginning to see how Fallon fits in. He's clean. He's respectful. He's funny. It's a 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, this is the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we take apart a lot of the issues that have been presented on the various talk radio and talk television programs, other than the Olympics and the late night wars, the FCC in the newsroom. This may be the most important hard story of the week as to how it affects what you listen to. This is really a serious reality, whether you know about it or not. Let's find out. Let's listen to a couple of different hosts work on this. From Greenville, host Russ Cassell, Greenville, South Carolina, talking about the FCC trying to, at least under the old chief, the old chairman of the FCC, wanting to put monitors in newsrooms. Now, this guy takes it a little bit far, but there was a study that had been suggested by the FCC to try to figure out how to understand how it is that newsrooms decide what is news, not that it's any of their damn business.
The Obama Administration Federal Communications Commission, otherwise known as the FCC, and in case you don't know, for example, in radio, we have a license to broadcast. That license is granted by the FCC. And there's been a lot of rules and regs in place for a long, long time. What the Obama administration wants is unprecedented. They want to put government monitors in newsrooms across the country, obviously to intimidate and control the media. This program is called the Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs. Now, what's interesting about this is an FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai, who was appointed by Obama, wrote a piece about this in the Wall Street Journal. And part of what he wrote is this, and I'm quoting, "The study is to identify and understand the critical information needs of the American public, with special emphasis on vulnerable, disadvantaged populations. The American people, for their part, disagree about, you know, what they want to listen to or what they want to watch. But everyone should agree on this. The government has no place pressuring media organizations into covering certain stories." Mr. Pai revealed that this proposal would allow the Obama bots to, quote, grill reporters, editors, and even station owners about how they decide which stories to run. The FCC is refusing to comment, but a lot of people are, including Jeffrey Eisenach, who is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He told Fox News the FCC seems unable to keep its hands off the news media for any extended period of time. It's the same concern of needing a news nanny to make sure we're all well informed, the same people who are concerned about the NSA spying on Americans ought to be concerned about this. Now, Mr. Pai said participation is voluntary in theory, but the FCC queries may be hard for the broadcasters to ignore. They would be out of business without an FCC license. The American Center for Law and Justice is all over this. What makes this relevant really to all of us here is that a field test is going to be in Columbia, South Carolina. Makes you wonder where the governor and the good old boys are. Maybe, I'm sure they probably like this, because they hate a lot of us on talk radio anyway. Because, of course, we report the truth about them, so they'd love to shut us up.
Well, it's a bit of an exaggeration there to his coverage of this, but it still makes a very important point. Here's another host named Ken Matthews on this move by the FCC, whether or not it actually is going to happen. What does it mean to talk radio, et cetera?
If you lose talk radio, if this country loses talk radio, we're done. This is the only place where you have live dialogue of things that are important and relevant to you as American citizens, to you, the listener. One day it might be a goofy television show. The next day it might be a policy at your kid's school. It might be Obamacare. That's the only place. There's no other platform for you. The editorial pages of the newspapers are locked up. They're controlled. Network news is controlled. It's all pre-produced. It's all processed. In 30 minutes of network news, what do you get? You get, what, 21 or 22 minutes of content? And, you know, when network news should be telling you how the IRS targeted somebody or how the NSA is going to be targeting you further next year, they're telling you how to bake a cake. When the network news is saying, you know, this is going on in this school and we'll be right back because Becky has a cupcake recipe. Are you serious? If you lose talk radio, if you lose the ability to call up and say, Ken, I want to talk about this, I want to talk about that, I'm a first-time caller, and this, that, and it, once that's gone, there's no other place you can do it. It'll fall on deaf ears. Talk radio is the last, that's where the buck stops as far as your freedom of speech, your freedom of communication.
88, I'm going to give the phone number now because time is up. And I think that there's a lot being made of this. Not sure they had the right angle, but it is something worth consideration and thinking about, which is what we're all about here. Thinking. 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.